Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's podcast is a tribute to grandparents. Grandparents are the parents of one's father or mother, a person's grandfather or grandmother. Scriptures on grandparents can be read in both the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. Scripture references in this podcast are from the NIV. One Old Testament scripture comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 31, verse 55, and it reads as follows. Early the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and his daughters and blessed them. Then he left and returned home. Grandfather Laban kissed and blessed his grandchildren and his daughters. A kiss expressed love, which is the very essence of God. And his blessing placed on them, placed them in a position to receive God's provisions, placed them in a position to receive God's favor, which is an extension of God's grace. Proverbs 16, verse 31 reads, "Gray hair is the crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness." The Hebrew people believed that gray hair was a good thing. It signified long life and God's blessings. Aged people can rejoice in their years of experience and wisdom, seek ways to draw out their experience so that your life will have a broader perspective. At the break, we will listen to a song entitled "Child of My Child, A Grandparent's Prayer," sung by Jennifer Gaffney.
There's so many things that I want to say. There's so much I wish for you, so much I hope and pray. While gazing into your eyes, sweet child of my child, these feelings I feel inside, I will pray them today. I pray that there's sunshine wherever you go. Pray that you stop sometimes to watch the flowers grow. Don't sweat the small stuff. Keep trying when times get tough. Keep following rainbows through till all of your wishes come true. And if you stop to dream a while,
child of
We previously heard the reading of two Old Testament scriptures, and now we will move on to the New Testament book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, which reads thusly. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the youngest women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to subject and to subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. The sound doctrine that Paul speaks about to Titus is that doctrine found in the Bible that is consistent and parallel with the teachings of Christ, doctrine that promotes godly behavior, actions, and spiritual health and well-being. Older men should be biblically grounded, worthy of respect, patient, kind, and aspiring to do the things that are pleasing in the eyes of God. Women who are new to the Christian faith were to observe older women and think of them as mentors, and learn from them how to conduct themselves as wives and mothers. A great positive example of grandparenting can be read in the book of Ruth. Examples of negative styles of grandparenting can be read in 2 Kings chapter 2. Grandparents are persons grandfather and grandmother. Those in the Lord have a wealth of resources of practical experiences, knowledge, and wisdom. Learn of their experiences and knowledge. Seek to draw from their positive experiences so your life might be enhanced. Learn all that you can. Analyze your experiences. Test your knowledge so that you can become a wiser person. Also, seek sound biblical doctrine. Grandparents deserve love. Grandparents deserve our love specifically and our respect. They deserve to be honored. This podcast is dedicated to my grandparents, the late James, Jim, and Virginia Blaylock Hicks, my paternal grandparents, the late Charlie, James, and Chief Leech D. Berry, my maternal grandparents. In the United States of America, Grandparents' Day is always celebrated on the first Sunday after Labor Day. Thank you for listening to this tribute to grandparents. Happy Grandparents' Day to grandparents everywhere. There will be two closing songs, and they are as follows. First, Grandparents' Day song by N.D. Bunta Chai Karti. The second one, They Don't Make 'Em Like That Anymore by Jason Blaine.
Elvis, he's cash for everything, and he'll only drive a Chevy. He thinks Alan Jackson's king. He knows everyone by name at the local hardware store. They don't make 'em like that anymore. Up with the sun each morning, hardly missed a day of work. Summer 1957, he helped build that Lutheran church. Believes a man should work all week and save Sunday for the Lord. They don't make 'em like that anymore. Standing shoulder to shoulder with him now, I still feel small, and I'm still looking up to him like he's 10 feet tall. Something about that generation, these days I think we need 'em more than we ever did before. But they don't make 'em like that anymore. He goes on and on about her casseroles, her clear blue eyes. He still helps her with her coat, still opens her car door. They don't make 'em like that anymore. Standing shoulder to shoulder with him now, I still feel small, I'm still looking up to him like he's 10 feet tall. There's something about that generation. These days I think we need him more than we ever did before. But they don't make them like that anymore. But they don't make them like that anymore. He still combs his hair like Elvis, pays cash for everything.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.